Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yonkers Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Ria. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest. Her name is Jasmine. She is with Save the Men and is the Project and Expedition Coordinator for Changemakers. Welcome, Jasmine.
Thank you very much for having me on your show.
Yeah, of course. You came across my screen the other day for the simple fact that you were talking about plastic pollution and this program that is taking kids from the schools and giving them a chance to make a difference, involving them in their own future and invigorating them really to make the change that needs to be made. Tell us about this project.
Yeah, sure. So project is all about schools in Mallorca. We invite or challenge, let's say, students all over the island to form teams and come up with ideas that help to reduce the consumption of plastic in our everyday lives and within their schools or within their communities. This project focuses a lot on the reduction of consumption of plastic, which it's very different than just focusing on cleaning it up. So we don't actually accept projects that are beach cleans or projects focused on recycling. We focus on reducing plastic at the source. What we want to see is the prevention of waste. The less waste we generate, the better it is, and the less we have to basically clean up. And that's why we want to motivate the students to think, okay, how can I actually go upstream with this problem? And instead of creating a system that's always recovering plastic, putting it back into the system, how do I reduce plastic before it becomes a problem? And it's not even so much about plastic, more the reduction of our sort of single-use culture where we take one product, use it for maybe 10 seconds and then throw it away. And it can also be a piece of paper. So for example, if you want to reduce waste created from plastic straws, using also single-use paper straws is not going to be a viable solution because you're still creating waste. It's just another type of waste. So we really want to try and get some students to focus on how do we create a system where we reuse things or where we refuse things. So we refuse to buy plastic or create more plastic. Focusing on reusing, reducing, and...
So it's more about a circular economy.
Kind of. It can be a circular economy, but we maybe don't want to kind of box it into that term. What we want to do is we want to encourage students to get to think outside the box. And we want to basically encourage them to look at the system and see how can I, as a citizen, as someone who consumes product every day, create a system that works better, that works for the environment, and that doesn't create so much waste. So sometimes that can be creating a circular system where a product is recovered, but sometimes that can mean let's not create more waste at all. For example, one of the projects this year was all about actually a clothes exchange program. So the students came up with an idea to do a sort of social meet with people from their community to exchange clothes they've already bought that maybe are still in great shape, but they don't want to use anymore. And the fast fashion industry is one of the most polluting industries in the world. So they're just creating an activity where you can meet in person, and instead of going and consuming more, you're actually not even creating waste in the first place. You're already using what's already there. And you're not recirculating it back anywhere either. It's just staying where it is and getting a second wind. Another really cool project that we had this year, they actually created a point system for supermarkets to use on their packaging. And in the system, you can see exactly how much plastic is in each product you buy. So one of the projects this year was all about a system where you can see how much plastic is in the packaging of the products you buy at a supermarket. So their idea was basically to allow the consumer to make better choices by giving you exactly the information you need when and see how polluting the product you're actually buying is. and also perhaps incentivize products to use less plastic in their packaging. And so things like that kind of prevent the creation of more waste and incentivize and motivate to create a system with less plastic, but also less wasteful behavior in general. And yeah, so we basically work with schools all over Mallorca. We do travel to the schools sometimes and give presentations and talk about all the different topics. We try not to make it very overwhelming because it can be an overwhelming topic. And it's more about having fun with the project, coming up with a creative idea, and seeing how much impact it can have in terms of waste reduction. So the students have to form teams about 3 or 4 every year, and they have to come up with original material. So it has to be their work to participate. And as well, we want them to basically work as a team. So that one of the things we look at is how have they worked well together and use their individual talents and skills and interests as well. Bring that to the table because it's also, they have to be passionate about it. Using your talents to see how you can make a difference as a team.
There's all sorts of projects that are going on within corporations, as well as a lot of greenwashing. But the fact that these kids are learning from such a young age how to make their impact, how to make that change, is really good to see, because you don't see that very often anywhere, really, where you're actually involving children in making their future a better place to be.
Yeah, we're trying as best we can. But the thing that we really want to stress with the students is that we actually have the power as individuals to make a difference. But at the same time, we need to do it by collaborating with one another. So the Changemakers Project is about coming up with creative ideas, but doing it as a team and uniting those ideas in order to be able to make that impact. So we do also encourage students to work within their communities, work with their families, with their teachers, with fellow students, to help share the message of reduction and prevention of plastic waste, and also just to get as many people involved as possible. And that's why, well, at the end of the year, we run an event for all of the participants, and we aim to bring them together with this event, give them a platform to share their experience about the project, but also their ideas with the rest of all the other schools that participated, and the teachers as well, who are one of the driving forces behind this project. And yeah, and also to show them that there are people out there in Mallorca, all over the world, that are definitely want to change in the way things are, and that they're not alone, and that we haven't forgotten about their future. But yeah, also just giving them this chance to start being part of a much better system and to start being part of a brighter future as citizens.
I guess you're bringing them in to become part of the solution.
Yeah, exactly. So what we want is we want to give them the tools to maybe understand the problem. So maybe they're not going to solve plastic pollution overnight, and neither are we at Save the Med. But it's just trying to give them a way of thinking that will help them make much better decisions along the way, and also help them see that just because we've set up the system in one way, that a system that can be very wasteful, a system that can be very polluting, it doesn't mean that we don't have the power to change them, and it doesn't mean that as humans we don't have the creativity to change it. And every year we get loads of ideas from these students, and not all of them are going to be saving the world, but it's all these little seeds that we start planting that will then grow into something a lot more solid as the students gain more knowledge, as they gain more perspective on life.
Well, let me ask you, how long has this program been running?
So the program has been running for about 6 years now. We're in our 6th year at the moment. And it all started with the desire to want to reconnect students with nature and actually bring them out at sea. And we were running expeditions at the time, and we thought, how can we get students out on the boat? It would be so amazing to get students out on the boat. And then we eventually ended up developing the Changemakers Project and thought, well, get students who already have been thinking about the problem of plastic pollution. And that's why at the end of each year, we actually select about five top teams or five projects that we thought were had the most impactful ideas and the most potential to reduce plastic waste. And we invite them on board for an expedition at sea with Save the Med. The two top teams actually come on board for 5 days and they have a real experience at sea, a week in the life of a marine biologist with professionals from Save the Med. And they get to experience techniques in marine biology, do some microplastic analysis on board. They also get to see all of the amazing marine life that is just below the surface of the water on the island that they live on in Mallorca. We've got sperm whales, we've got four different species of dolphins just about a couple of miles off the coast here. Not everyone gets to see them all the time, so bringing the students that kind of experience can definitely as well be an amazing for them. But as well, on ship, we talk about our impact as humans on Mediterranean marine life and how we can help to reduce that. And that kind of goes full circle with their project.
I know that Save the Med is very local, but if anybody is interested, because you've done it for 6 years, you've obviously got the sort of framework worked out. If, say, for example, somebody in Fiji said, you know what, this is a great idea, we should start doing this locally as well, can they get a hold of you and mimic the same project for their area?
Yeah, absolutely. Fiji could be an amazing place to do that. Basically, they just have to get in touch with me, jasmine@savethemed.org. And because this project, I think, can be replicated all around the world, all you need is students that are going to school or young people that want to get involved. And yeah, just people who want to help not only solve our environmental issues, but just help students see that there is a different way than what we've been doing so far and that they can be part of it. And yeah, I think all you need is motivation. We want to get in touch.
It sounds great. And not only are they learning how to make the future better, but on top of that, they're learning about the sea and the water that our planet survives on. And they're getting out there and they're seeing what it's all about. And I think that's important because not a lot of kids have the chance to get out on the water. It's very difficult for kids from just regular backgrounds to get out on the water. So it does give them a better perspective just on what is beyond their immediate neighborhood too.
Yeah, absolutely. Making that connection with the elements is something that can be a privilege. And I think anywhere that's near a coastline, it can still be a challenge to get on the water, but it's definitely worth it. On a boat, you have to put your phone away. You have to be present 100% and you have to work as a team. So you have to connect your fellow crew members. All those things are learning experiences that you don't get in a classroom and you don't get in an urban environment. And yet you learn to also read the wind. You see what's going on in the water, look at the motion of the waves. And one of the things that we teach as well is looking at different types of fins to see what species are in the water. Tuna jumping, is that a seabird? And even that kind of observation can put you in such a different mindset and connect with nature in a way that you may not have done before. So it's definitely an incredible experience to go up there. And as you were saying before, this could happen in Fiji, this could happen wherever, but I think it doesn't even have to be at sea. This can be recreated anywhere in nature, maybe a mountain hike or anything like that. But the idea is to reconnect with the natural elements.
And we are seeing that there's a mental health crisis for our youngsters straight across the face of the planet. And one of the things that they do suggest is that nature is one of the best ways to help improve their mental health. It doesn't solve all the world's problems, but it's a start.
Yeah. No, absolutely. It's definitely the way I personally reset my brain. And to make that available to young people and also to show them it can be a way of life more than just something you do on the weekends. is really important. One thing that we see in the expedition is, of course, you have a very limited supply of things. So you have to think about things in a little differently. And part of the experience, we get the students to help us load the boat with all the food that we have for the week. We try as much as possible to get food that is not wrapped in plastic. And when we do have plastic, when you're on a boat, again, you have to be very conscious of how much you bring on board, where it's stored. You can see at the end of the week how much you've used, and it does give you another kind of awareness. What we do as well is we pick plastic up from the water as well. And so at the end of the week, the Mediterranean is very polluted. So we can even see the direct impact at sea of plastic pollution. And again, that's a complete learning experience. And once you fished out your 100th balloon from the water, like, you're not going to be buying balloons at birthday anymore. So that it's going to be some seabird's lunch. And so you see the impact firsthand a lot on the water. So that's definitely another thing that it can then go on to really motivate change in behavior on land once you're back on land at a change perspective.
Jasmine, I want to say thank you very much for your time. We'd love to see some of your participants and get their take on it at some stage.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a lot of fun things coming up this year. We have our Changemakers event coming up in June, where we're going to have all our participants join and talk about their projects and their ideas. And then we've got our expeditions coming up in July, although I can't say who's coming yet because we haven't selected the projects yet. But that's going to be very exciting. So you can stay tuned. We've got our Instagram at Save the Med Foundation. And we also have a webpage for our project. It's called changemakers@sea.com. And there you can actually have a look at all of the projects that have been presented to us over the years and all of the different hundreds of ideas that these students have sent to us on how to reduce plastic and all the things that they've done. They've spoken to the younger kids in their year and presented all sorts of amazing plastic reduction programs in their school canteens, reducing the number of plastic bottles used in their schools. They've come up with ideas for apps of where people can find different shops that sell plastic-free products. So there's a lot of cool ideas. If anyone wants to ever be inspired by how to reduce plastic, you can go and check out the webpage.
We will make sure to provide all of the information below this interview when it airs. You have been listening to Jasmine from Save the Med. She is the project and expedition coordinator for Changemakers. You've been watching another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next time.